जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यश यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यश यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जयो रा जयो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य स्तोत्र शत श्री श्रीमधिष्टिवाइनग्रह सभय चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन बिबिटी फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य स्तोत्र शत श्री श्रीमधिष्टिवाइनग्रह भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंडी गौरवर्धन की व्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा माई यमुना माई की जय। भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय। गोलोकेर प्रेम धन हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 9 वर्स 17। So it's a quite big shloka. So verse, we will read the translation directly. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. So all the rogues and thieves who had made arrangements for the worship of Goddess Kali were low-minded and bound to the modes of passion and ignorance. They were overpowered by the desire to become very rich. Therefore, they had the audacity to disobey the injunctions of the Vedas, so much so that they were prepared to kill Jad Bharata, a self-realized soul born in a Brahmana family. Due to their envy, these dacoits brought him before the goddess Kali for sacrifice. Such people are always addicted to envious activities and therefore they dared to try to kill Jad Bharata. Jad Bharata was the best friend of all living entities. He was no one's enemy and he was always absorbed in meditation on Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was born of a good Brahmana father and killing him was forbidden even though he might have been an enemy or aggressive person. In any case, there was no reason to kill Jad Bharata. And the goddess Kali could not bear this. She could immediately understand that these sinful dacoits were about to kill a great devotee of the Lord. Suddenly the deity's body burst asunder and goddess Kali personally emerged from it in a body burning with an intense and intolerable effulgence, purport. According to the Vedic injunctions, only an aggressor can be killed. If a person comes with an intent to kill, one can immediately take action and kill in self-defense. It is also stated that one can be killed if he comes to set fire to the home or pollute or kidnap one's wife. Lord Ramchandra killed the entire family of Ravana because Ravana kidnapped his wife. Sita Devi, however, his wife Sita Devi. However, killing is not sanctioned in Shastras for other purposes. The killing of animals in sacrifice to the demigods who were expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is sanctioned for those who eat meat. This is a kind of restriction for meat eating. In other words, the slaughter of animals is also restricted by certain rules and regulations in Vedas. Considering these points, there was no reason to kill Jadbharata, who was born in a respectable, highly exalted Brahmin family. He was a God-realized soul and well-wisher to all living entities. The Vedas did not at all sanction the killing of Jadbharata by rogues and thieves. Consequently, the goddess Bhadrakali emerged from the deity to give protection to the lodged devotees. Shri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that due to the Brahman effulgence of such a devotee as Jadbharata, the deity was fractured. Only thieves and rogues in the mode of passion and maddened by material opulence offer a man in sacrifice before Goddess Kali. This is not sanctioned by Vedic instructions. Presently, there are many hundreds and thousands of slaughterhouses throughout the world that are maintained by puffed up population mad for material opulence. Such activities are never supported by Bhagavat school. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Namo Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatari. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So we'll, there's a section where the thieves have captured Jadbharat, and they are about to sacrifice him in front of Goddess Kali. Okay. So there are three main things that Prabhupada speaks in purport. First is, he repeatedly emphasizes that how killing or sacrifice, especially this type of sacrifice where a person is about to be killed, is absolutely not sanctioned by Shastras. Second is how Jadbharat is totally absorbed in his meditation and he is least affected by what's going around. And third is how greedy personalities, in their attempt to become more rich, they perform various activities which are not mentioned in Shastras. Okay. So first we will take, so we will just quickly see few examples, other examples from Shastras. So when a person desires to achieve something, okay, so many times if the desire is intense, then he tends to overdo a certain thing. Okay, first we will take a positive example, like Hanuman's desire to please Lord Ram is so intense that when he heard that Lord becomes happy by like Lord Sita's sindoor, so he just like rubbed on his entire body. Okay, now there is no such thing mentioned in scriptures, but he did that. Why? To please Lord Ram. So when you have that intense desire, then you tend to overdo a certain thing. Okay, but that desire has to be in favor to Lord Krishna or Lord Krishna's pleasure. Okay, but there are desires like these personalities. So they have desire to become rich. Okay, so they tend to overdo what are mentioned in scriptures. Now their desire to become rich, their desire to become powerful are so much that they want, like, now there is difference between concession and instruction. So Vedas are not very extremist book where only a certain class of people have entry and only they can perform their dharma or their activities and they get an opportunity to progress. No, it's for everyone. So Vedas is like a book for everyone. Anyone, whoever they are, whatever they are at, whatever position they are, they have an opportunity to gradually progress. Okay. Otherwise, it will become like extremism. So to include everyone, to accommodate everyone, there are certain sections where Vedas give concession to certain type of people. So those who have that intense desire to eat meat, those who are have that intense desire to those who have intense desire to enjoy in this world, okay, are absolutely in mode of passion and ignorance, there has to be some facility. They cannot be just totally neglected, okay. And that's why Varnashram system is so powerful. It's so important to establish. So there, a concession is given. For example, a person goes to a doctor. He is drinking 20 cigarettes a day. And doctor says that, okay, immediately leave all cigarette. From tomorrow, no cigarette. He will die. Okay, because of that physical dependence that he has developed. If he leaves immediately, he will die. So what does doctor say? He says, okay, from tomorrow, you just take 3 cigarettes a day. Okay, from tomorrow, he says, 3 cigarettes. Now, there were few other patients who were sitting in the clinic who never took cigarette in their life. So, they heard the instruction of doctor and said, oh, doctor is like instructing to take 3 cigarettes in a day. And doctor says that if you don't take 3 cigarettes from tomorrow, okay, he wanted to say, if you take more than 3 cigarettes, so you have to take 3 cigarettes from tomorrow, otherwise your health will go bad. So all others heard that, okay, we have to take 3 cigarettes. It's instructed by the most authorized, famous doctor in the society. So everyone started taking cigarette. So this is the problem when a concession is taken as instruction. So Vedas give certain concession for certain categories of people to accommodate them, to gradually purify them, to gradually help them to progress towards Lord Krishna. But when it's taken as instruction, and forget about taking just instruction, when it is stretched, and like here the thieves and rogues, a general instruction that if you want to eat meat, if you have that intense desire to eat meat, okay, you can offer animal in front of certain like Kali and certain Tamoguni Shastras, they have certain injunctions. So, but they, okay, that means Kali becomes happy by offering animals, so what will, she will become more happy if you offer a blood of a man. Okay, so they tend to overdo it, thinking that Goddess Kali will become happy. Okay, so they tend to kill an person who looks like an animal. Okay, so Jad Bharat had that bodily feature. He was a very strong, stout, and a huge body, and they think this is a perfect person, that if we sacrifice this person, Goddess Kali will be happy. Okay, so they are least interested whether this thing will दे आर मोर इंटरेस्टेड इन देयर सेल्फ ग्रोथ, दे आर मोर इंटरेस्टेड इन देयर सेल्फ इंटरेस्ट. सो दे वॉन्ट टू प्लीज गॉड एज काली सो दैट दे गेट पावर, दे गेट हैप्पीनेस. इट्स दे आर नॉट वेरी मच इंटरेस्टेड इन एक्चुअली मेकिंग द पर्सन हुम दे आर वर्शिपिंग हैप्पी. ओके, सो देर आर वेरियस एग्जाम्पल इन स्क्रिप्चर्स वेयर पर्सनैलिटीज एक्सप्लॉइट अदर्स. ओके, दे जस्ट वॉन्ट टू एक्सप्लॉइट अदर्स टू बिकम रिच और टू बिकम पावरफुल. ओके, लाइक हियर ऑल द रोक्स दे वॉन्टेड टू किल और दे वॉन्टेड टू सेक्रीफाइस दिस पर्सन सो दैट दे कैन बिकम रिच. ओके, सो सिमिलर प्रिंसिपल, लाइक देर आर मेनी एग्जाम्पल्स इन स्क्रिप्चर्स वेयर पर्सनैलिटीज लाइक हिरण्यकश्यप, he just started killing or torturing all the brahmanas who were performing various worship to Lord Vishnu so that Vishnu becomes weak and he becomes strong. Okay, just few examples, we'll take few quick examples. Then Kamsa, he captured his own father, okay, and he became the king. Jarasan, he captured all the kings, and same lines. Jarasan, he thought that all the kings that I have captured, I will offer, okay, I will sacrifice in front of Lord Shiva. And in this way, Lord Shiva will become happy. Okay, the similar principle that if in our intense desire to enjoy materially, to become rich, we tend to perform activities that are not mentioned in scriptures. So many kings Jarasan was about to kill and offer it to Kal Bhairav, okay, Lord Shiva. Similarly, Ravana and various other demons. So they had this desire to exploit others. Now this is one extreme. Now another extremes, like here are personalities who are trying to exploit others for their self-growth or for their happiness and for opulence. Now on other extreme there are devotees. Okay, so one extreme, exploiting others, killing others for personal happiness, and others extreme is devotees who have been like tortured and they have been exploited or humiliated, but they chose the path of forgiveness. Okay, they chose the path of just being absorbed in Krishna. Okay, so we have example of Yudhishthir Maharaj. Okay, so here Krishna says, in Purport Srila Prabhupada says, it's mentioned in scriptures, like if someone is an aggressor, we know the six types of aggressor. If someone is an aggressor, he can be killed and there is no sin in that. Okay, so Jad Bharat was absolutely, he was friend to everyone, he was a pure devotee, he was absolutely not an aggressor. Even he was, because he's a brahmana, there is some concession that he can be forgiven. On that principle, Yudhishthir Maharaj thought that Ashwatthama, who is an aggressor, who killed all his sons, but he's still okay, we can forgive him. He was to that extent, he was of forgiving nature. And that's the quality of devotion. Okay, we see in pastime of King Indra, when he entered in the womb of Mother Diti and tried to kill her children, okay, divided in 49 parts. Still, when he came outside and he just asked forgiveness, Diti forgave him. Why? Because she was performing devotional service to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. Okay, then we have Haridas Thakur. He was being beaten in 22 marketplaces and he was praying for them, those who were beating him. Okay. Parikshit Maharaj, he had the power to curse back Sringi or punish him back, but he just forgave him. Dhruv Maharaj, Suruchi, because of him, he went to forest, and after he gained all the powers, he became such a celebrated devotee who could have, after coming back, he could have seeked revenge. But he just chose the path of forgiveness. In fact, he just went and embraced his mother. Ambarish Maharaj, who was just about to be killed by Durvasa Muni, and Durvasa Muni, after running to all the three planets, he ultimately has to come back and fall at the lotus feet of Ambarish Maharaj. And he could have told that, okay, now it's my time, I will take my revenge. But he chose the path of forgiveness. So see the quality of, see the extremes. On one extreme, we have personalities who, for their pleasure, they are ready to kill others, exploit others, and to go to any extreme. And on other extreme, we have devotees who are like actually, and they have no, now Hiranyakashipu tortured Brahmanas, they were not an aggressor. And Kamsa, he killed so many Brahmana, he captured his father, Jarasan, captured so many kings. They were not an aggressor. They were innocent personalities, but still they were about to kill them, which are not mentioned in scriptures, for their self-benefit. Now here are devotees. They forgave everyone who were actually an aggressor. Okay. So Ashwatthama, Indra, or all the personalities who were beating Haridas Thakur. Okay. Durvasa Muni. So all these were actually an aggressor, but still they chose the path of forgiveness, and that arises because of their connection to Lord Krishna, because of their devotion to Lord Krishna. Okay, so that's the beauty of Krishna consciousness. And the third principle that we see here is devotees are least interested in this happiness and distress of this world. So they are so very much absorbed in devotion to Krishna that, like Jadbharat here, he is about to be killed, sacrificed in front of Goddess Kali, and he is absolutely indifferent. Okay, he's not crying or trying to push back. He's absolutely indifferent. Okay, whatever Krishna's desire. Prahlad Maharaj, he was tried so many times by his father, like, to be killed, but he was absolutely just absorbed in the meditation of Lord Krishna. Okay, and we have example of Gopinath Patnaik when he was about to be pushed on Changa. He was just meditating on Lord Krishna, lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. Okay, and there are n number of examples. So how devotees get this strength? Okay, because they are convinced that, and Chitraketu Maharaj, when he was cursed by Mother Parvati, absolutely indifferent. He just came, and Mother Parvati, he was flying in the plane, and Mother Parvati curses that you will become a Brahma Rakshas, you will become a demon. With absolutely calm and composed mind, he just comes and offers, "Oh my mother, I accept your curse." Absolutely no difference. So, because of their absorption in devotional service, they understand that. So there is, we have, one is knowledge and one is realization. Okay. We understand that Dehi Nosmin Yathade Kaumaram Yavanam Jara, we are not this body, we are soul. We have read so many times, we have spoken so many, hundred more the times that we have read, but soon we get some problem, we forget all this philosophy that we are not this body. Vasam se jirnani yatha vyaya, this is a dress, what's happened if the dress is torn? We forget everything. Okay, it's like a wonderful example, like a parrot. When we teach, say Krishna, Krishna, then she will say Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And the moment somebody tries to catch her neck, she will start speaking, kah, kah, kah. She will forget Krishna, Krishna. So it's a long journey from reading and hearing to internalizing and actually bringing it into application. And that's the difference between sadhaka and a perfected devotee, and that's our journey. Wonderful statement that I heard long before, I think from Baldev Prabhu. He said it takes 10 minutes to dress like a devotee, and it may take 10 lifetimes to become a devotee. Okay, so it's a journey. It's a journey. So actually, if we see the lives of these wonderful devotees, they very clearly exhibit that there absolutely is no suffering or happiness in this world. There is no happiness and there is no suffering also. Krishna says, Mamupetya Punarjanma Dukkhalaya Masashvatam. This world is full of misery. But then these miseries are only when a person is into bodily consciousness. Actually, there is no misery. Everything is in dream. Some person is happy in a dream, he gets a jackpot in his dream, or he's suffering in a dream, everything is a dream. So if a person, there's only one problem. If a person, I was just like discussing with one person day before yesterday, and he was telling that one of his friend is so much into trouble, so much into pain, and so much into problem. And I said, okay, how are you? Bole, Krishna, Lord's grace, I'm very happy. Everything is going fine. Everything is going well. So definitely I prayed and spoke certain things, but I was just discussing that who is more fortunate? Okay, who is more fortunate? For example, if in your home, without your knowledge, a snake has come and it has gone and hit somewhere in your home. So that condition is more fortunate, or you know that there is a snake in your home and you are trying to move it out, which is more more fortunate situation. Okay. Second one, we know that the snake is there and we become cautious. So if a person is suffering, at least he knows okay, that he is suffering. And he is suffering, and he may, at least if he has little inclination, he will take shelter of God and he will come inch closer towards God. And that's why Kunti Maharani is praying, oh God, give me more and more and more misery so that I will have your darshan. And because I will have your darshan, I won't have the darshan of this material world again. So whenever we suffer, whenever we suffer in this world, the only reason is lack of faith. We don't have faith. Okay. Whenever we are suffering, we can take two steps back and think, if I am suffering, my faith has to be questioned. Okay, if I am in trouble, I am miserable, then my faith has to be questioned. Do we have faith in Krishna? And if I have faith in Krishna, then how can I suffer? Okay, how can I suffer? So these are devotees, they are being tortured to a greatest extent, and they are absolutely indifferent, and we become so much affected by small changes in this external environment. Okay, the only thing is we don't have faith in Krishna, and we are in bodily consciousness. Okay, so many things, but I would like to discuss something about Rath Yatra. This very auspicious day of Rath Yatra. So this Jada Bharat, he was being sacrificed. He was attempted to be sacrificed by these rogues in front of Goddess Kali. So if we just draw a parallel example, okay, these rogues were performing an activity which was not mentioned in scriptures. And they were doing it because they didn't have any guide or spiritual master or a teacher who could guide them. Okay. So, similarly, can be case with devotees if they try to perform certain activities on their own. Okay, if they leave their shelter of guru, okay, they can be deviated more or less in the same way. Okay, so, and the moment they leave the shelter of a guru, the very fact we are suffering in this world, we have come in this world, is because of this consciousness, this ego, I and mine. Okay, identity of being separate from Lord Krishna, and therefore we are suffering in this world. And the moment, the first time we submit our ego, is in front of spiritual master. Okay, so the very cause we are here in this world is because we want to become Ishwar in this world. And the first time we submit our ego is in front of spiritual master, and therefore the position of spiritual master is so much important. One cannot achieve lotus feet of Lord Krishna without mercy of spiritual master. Okay, and the moment we submit to the lotus feet of spiritual master, we start progressing. We get kripa and we start progressing. We start understanding the imports of Vedas, the Shastras. And in this process, the moment we try to become independent immediately, when we not theoretically and actually or like in knowledge to everyone, we may give up the lotus feet of spiritual master, but internally when we try to become independent, we try to have an independent desire, immediately the kripa is stopped, okay, and this this contamination of pride starts creeping in. So very wonderful, this Bhakti Vinod Thakur, so this Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, okay, that those who are actually devotees, who have mercy of Guru and Krishna, they never think themselves as devotees. So he says, premera swabhava yaha premera sambandh sei mane Krishna mora nahi prema gandh. So premera swabhava yaha premera sambandh. So the quality of prem, one who has developed this relationship with Krishna, what is that quality? Seimane Krishna mora nahi premagan. I don't even have a drop of love for Lord Krishna. Those who have actual love for Krishna, they are convinced that they are not devotees of Lord Krishna. Okay? And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, wonderful, he says in Kalyan Kalpataru, Amite Vaishnava ye buddhi haile amani nahava ami. Pratishta sa asi hridaya dushibe haiba nirayagami. He says that Amita Vaishnava e buddhi haile amani ha amani na habami. Immediately, as soon as I think that, oh, I am a devotee, I have become a devotee, I start seeking respect from everyone. Pratishta sa asi hridaya dushibe. Immediately, I desire for pratishtha. And what happens with that? Hridaya dushibe. And all sorts of material desires develop in my heart. Nija sreshtha jani uchishtha didene habe abhimana bhara. Considering myself as great devotee, I start giving my maha. That uchishthata debe. Take my maha and get delivered. Okay, and he says, oh Lord, I just want to be your servant of servant of servant. Tai sishya tava thakiya sarvada nalai ba puja kar. That I don't want puja and samman and pratishta. I just want to be your servant of servant of servant. Okay, so one cannot. So the moment a person deviates from the shelter of Guru and Vaishnavas, immediately, this subtle anarthas and contamination creeps in our heart, and only shelter to achieve Krishna is through access of Guru, through mercy of Guru. So connecting with this, we'll discuss pastime of Prataparudra Maharaj. Okay, so Prataparudra Maharaj, he requests Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya that please submit my petition to in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that I may get achieve shelter of Lord Chaitanya. Okay, so once Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya goes to Lord Chaitanya and he says that, oh Lord, I want to submit a petition, please allow. Okay, so Lord agrees and he says that there is a great king and he is a great devotee and he is like absolutely humble, so please give your appointment or mercy to him. So immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, virakta sanyasi amare rajara darshan stri darshan sama vishera bhakshan. What are you saying, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya? Seeing a king is like seeing a woman, and I am a sanyasi. Okay, then Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya says, but he is a great devotee. Then even then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that if a person is, if a sannyasi, he sees a wooden statue of opposite sex, then he his mind will get agitated. Okay, as a person is fearful of snake, similarly a devotee should be, a sannyasi should be fearful of these materialistic personalities. So he says that if you tell again like this, if you speak to me again like this, you will never see me again here. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he immediately keeps quiet and he goes back. Okay, so that's the initial point where what he's thinking about Lord Chaitanya. But Lord is thinking about Prataparudra Maharaj. Now, it's a very wonderful pastime. And somehow this pastime in Chaitanya Charitamrit, this pastime of Rath Yatra, there is like a theme of deliverance of Prataparudra Maharaj, like twinged into it. If you read the entire pastime of Rath Yatra, you will see like a novel it is written. So there is a suspense has been created, and at the end of the Rath Yatra, this suspense is like totally removed, and King Prataparudra receives mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So we will discuss both of these, whatever time we have. Okay. So then Ramanandraya, he goes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay. So everyone loves Prataparudra Maharaj. So only hope of Prataparudra Maharaj are devotees. Okay. His guru is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and all the devotees, they are only shelter that he can achieve mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So, and in one sense, if we just see, if we want to correlate with ourselves, Prataparudra Maharaj, though he is a pure devotee, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on external platform, he is seeing that he is a non-devotee, he is a Vishayi. Okay, he is saying that Virakta Sannyasi Amara Rajara Darshan. Later he says he is a Vishayi externally because of his external position as a king. He says that if I meet him, then I cannot meet him because he is a Raja. If we compare with our, or if you want to correlate, that those who are absorbed in material happiness, those who have so much anarthas in their heart, Lord doesn't want to meet them. Okay. What is the possibility that such personalities will receive mercy of Supreme Lord? Okay. So only hope are Guru and Vaishnavas. So Guru has gone. Yes, first request has already been submitted, and Lord says, hopeless case, I cannot give him mercy. Okay. Then Ramanandraya. So first is desire. You should have that desire to meet Lord. So first lesson that we see, that he took shelter of a guru and he had the desire to meet Lord Chaitanya. Second, so Ramanandraya went to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, and immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced, and both of them cried, seeing the love between Ramanandraya and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everyone were astonished. And then Ramanandraya, he glorifies. Okay, Prataparudra Maharaj. So Ramanandraya was an expert politician also, though he was a great devotee. Okay. So even if we see the disparity, Ramanandraya, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his South India tour embraced Ramanandraya, he was like governor. Still Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced. Now in case of Prataparudra Maharaj, he's telling, oh, he's a Vishayi. So actually wanted to establish this point that the role of Vaishnavas and Guru. Okay. So Prataparudra Maharaj, Ramanandraya says that, Oh Lord, when I informed Prataparudra Maharaj that I want to retire from these political affairs and take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and only absorbed in devotional activities, he was so happy. So Prataparudra Maharaj glorifies, Ramanandraya glorifies Prataparudra Maharaj in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says that when I expressed, he said that, you can go, you are very fortunate, and you will get your salary as pension. There was no deduction in the salary also. And Prataparudra Maharaj says, Ami chara yogya nahi tara darshane, tara yehi bhaje tara safala jivane. I tried to achieve darshan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was rejected. You are so merciful, please go. Okay, so he was so... he was so happy to see, relieve me. Okay. So he said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he says, Ramanandraya says that what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what Prataparudra Maharaj said. Prataparudra Maharaj says that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is absolutely merciful. If not now,
later in some birth he will give me mercy. Okay, so this is second qualification we see, that he had patience, he had confidence in mercy of Krishna, in mercy of Guru, and he had the patience that, okay, I don't want it now. He had that patience. Then Ramanandra Saraya says to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I don't have a fraction of love what Pratabrudra Maharaj has for you. Then Mahaprabhu says, okay, now his heart softened. Okay, so indirectly he said, तोमाते ये एत प्रीति हैल राजा रे ये गुण कृष्ण तारे करीब अंगीकारे, दैट बिकॉज यू ही हैज सो मच, यू हैव सो मच लव फॉर प्रताप रुद्र महाराज. तोमाते ये प्रीति हैल राजा, यू हैव सो मच लव फॉर प्रताप रुद्र महाराज, डेफिनेटली ये गुणे कृष्ण तारे, कृष्ण तारे करीब अंगीकार, कृष्ण विल डेफिनेटली एक्सेप्ट हिम वन डे. ओके, सो अगेन दिस प्रिंसिपल वी लर्न दैट ओनली होप आर डिवोटीज. ओके, बिकॉज इफ वी बिकम लाइक फेवरेट इन आईज ऑफ डिवोटीज, इन द हार्ट ऑफ डिवोटीज, डेफिनेटली वी विल बिकम एटलीस्ट इफ नॉट फेवरेट, वी विल बी एक्सेप्टेड बाय लॉर्ड कृष्ण सूनर और लेटर. एंड देन ही वेरियस examples are being mentioned, like how Lord Krishna says to Arjuna, ki, who is my actual devotee, one who is not ye me bhakta jana partha name bhaktascha te jani mad bhaktanam cha ye bhaktasta me bhakta tamamata. So who is bhakta tama, who is the greatest devotee, one who is not actually directly my devotee, one who is devotee of my devotees. Okay, mad bhaktanam cha ye bhaktas, he is actually bhaktatama, he is actually greatest devotee. Okay, then Lord Shiva says that how devotee service of devotees are that is topmost, and those whose austerities are not very strong, durapa hi alpa tapasa seva vaikuntha vartamashu yatro pagiyate nityam deva devo janardan, that whose austerities are not up to the mark, they won't receive service of devotees. Okay, so then Ramananda Raya, immediately again the conversation goes ahead, and after some time Pratap Rudra Maharaj, then he asked Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya, oh, you have given my petition to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what was the reply? Then Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya says he is not ready yet. Okay, now Pratap Rudra Maharaj says, papi nicho uddharite tara avatar jagai madhaite hain karila uddhar. The purpose of Lord Chaitanya's descent is to deliver everyone, and especially those who are absolutely fallen. Papi nicha uddharite tara avatar and jagai madhai, he delivered. But he has taken a vow. What is his vow? प्रताप रुद्र छाड़ी करीबे जगत निस्तार ये प्रतिज्ञा करी करिया छे न अवतार. That he has taken this vow that except प्रताप रुद्र, he will प्रताप रुद्र छाड़ी करीबे जगत निस्तार, except this प्रताप रुद्र I will deliver everyone. Okay, ये प्रतिज्ञा करी करिया छे न अवतार. He is speaking out of his love, and then he says, okay, if he has taken that vow, then he says, तारा प्रतिज्ञा मोरना करीबे दर्शन, मोरा प्रतिज्ञा ताहा विना छाड़ीबे जीवन. इफ ही हैज टेकन दिस वाउ दैट ही विल नॉट गिव मी मर्सी एंड दर्शन, मोरा प्रतिज्ञा ताहा विना छाड़ीबे जीवन, आई विल गिव अप माय लाइफ. यदि से महाप्रभु ना पाइबे कृपा धन, किब राज्य किब धन सब अकारण. वॉट इज द यूज ऑफ दिस किंगडम, वॉट इज द यूज ऑफ दिस बॉडी इफ आई एम नॉट एबल टू गेट मर्सी ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु. सो दिस इज द वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट क्वालिटी. आफ्टर हैविंग डिजायर, आफ्टर हैविंग टेकन शेल्टर ऑफ गुरु एंड टेकिंग शेल्टर ऑफ वैष्णवाज, द थर्ड क्वालिटी दैट वी शुड हैव इज दैट ईगरनेस एंड डिटर्मिनेशन. ओके, सो दिस ईगरनेस, सो लॉर्ड्स, आफ्टर ही वॉज लाइक devotees were requesting, so generally devotees start praying for us, helping us to come closer to Guru and Krishna, but that's not only sufficient, you require that intense. Lord has already rejected We required that intense eagerness, and here Chaitanya Pratap Rudra Maharaj is expressing that eagerness to take shelter. Okay, so with intense eagerness, and then Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, he got astonished. Oh my God, what is this person? He's about to give up his life. He has that, then he says that definitely, seeing your determination, I can say, definitely Krishna will give you mercy. If you have, so each and every person's all desires are fulfilled sooner or later. Till the time the desires are not fulfilled, he will come back. Okay. So every desires are fulfilled. So if a person has that intense desire, sooner and later it has to be fulfilled. But that determination and intensity should be, the eagerness is very much important. And that's checked by a guru. That's checked by Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. Got impressed by, oh my God, he's such a determined personality. Narad Muni, Dhruv Maharaj is going towards jungle. Narad Muni says, oh, you are a small boy. Someone speaks anything, you should be very calm and composed. Go and play. This is not a time to perform some tapasya. He said, dear Narad Muni, if you have some solution, please give me. Otherwise, give me way. I want to go ahead. I'm determined on my path. Narad Muni gets impressed. Then he shares the secret. Okay, so if we want that greatest treasure, we have to show our desire and we have to show our determination and eagerness to achieve. Are you really serious to achieve that mercy? And then, as Narad Muni gives a perfect method to Dhruv Maharaj to achieve Lord's mercy, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, he discloses the future. That on the day of Rath Yatra, I will send you to the Gundicha garden. You go and you take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He will embrace you. Directly predicted. So that's the power of devotee. Narad Muni says that, okay, one day Krishna will come and deliver Nalguvar and many Griva were standing like trees in the courtyard of Krishna. So Krishna, he was going in one direction, but because of statements of Narad Muni, changed his direction. So if a devotee prays for you, if an advanced devotee speaks something, it has to be fulfilled because Lord does not has any other purpose. Okay, all the other activities are performed by his shaktis, his energies. Only purpose of Lord is like Lord Krishna is just engaged 100% fully into fulfilling the desires of his pure devotees. Okay, so Pratap Rudra Maharaj, then he speaks and he becomes little pacified. Okay. So then the day of Snan Yatra comes. Immediate devotees from all directions starts coming and Lord Abhishek is being performed. Jagannath Baldev Subhadramai's Abhishek is performed. And after that Snan Yatra, Lord, as we know that he goes into Anavasar. And during this period of Snan Yatra, from Snan Yatra till the time of Rath Yatra, this service is performed by Daitas. Okay, Daitas, we know these are like Shabras. So see the mercy of Lord Jagannath. Who are Shabras? Those who keep and maintain pigs, those who sell pigs. Okay, so if you go to any other temple, so if you are not a Brahmana, if you are not an initiated Brahmana, you will not able to enter the Garbhagriha. Forget about touching and worshipping. And here are like Shabras, who, like Lord, when he is after Snan Yatra, this is the day when actually Lord King Indradyumna performed Abhishek. So that is the same day of Snan Yatra. And after these 15 days, Lord goes into seclusion. Like it's said, like Lord is ill now. So very wonderfully, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that in these 15 days, Lord enjoys with Goddess Rukmini or Lakshmi Devi in Swakiyaras. Okay, and after these 15 days, he comes out and enjoys the Parakiyaras. Okay, then he enjoys with the gopis of Vrindavan. They are trying to pull, and Radharani, they are trying to pull. So, this very important time where Lord is like ill. So, when you are ill, you receive treatment. You require affection from your family members, right? So they were the actual family members previously, like Lord Neel Madhav. He was taken care by the Shabras. Okay. So this time all these Daitas and Daitapatis, they come and they perform this abhishek. Okay, and after this abhishek, so Lord went to Alalnath, and all devotees said that okay, many devotees are coming from Bengal, please come, everyone is eager to take your darshan. And then Pratap Rudra Maharaj, then Lord Chaitanya comes back, and he wonderfully arranges everyone to be well received. And Chaitanya, Pratap Rudra Maharaj is with Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, and all devotees are coming towards Jagannath Puri. And Pratap Rudra Maharaj then Gopinath Acharya comes, and he meets Swarup Damodar, he meets Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. And then Pratap Rudra Maharaj, seeing the wonderful devotees coming from different places, he requests Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, please let me know who is who are these wonderful devotees. So Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya takes Pratap Rudra Maharaj and Gopinath Acharya, both go to the terrace, and Gopinath Acharya starts describing the wonderful devotees, and it's a very big discussion who is who. And then Pratap Rudra Maharaj says very wonderfully, he says, Aiche prema, aiche nritya. So all devotees are coming, dancing, singing, performing kirtan. And Pratap Rudra Maharaj says, Aiche prema, aiche nritya, aiche hari dhwani, kaha nahi dekhi, aiche kaha nahi suni. I have never heard. So whenever there is Rath Yatra, devotees from all over the world, like all over India at least, they come and perform various kirtan and various types of dances. But Pratap Rudra Maharaj, he is king. He says, I have never heard such sankirtan, saj nritya. What is that? Okay, wonderful statement Srila Prabhupada speaks in that purport. Okay, so he says that this kirtan immediately impressed Pratap Rudra Maharaj. Okay, so because they were eternal associates of Lord Chaitanya. And then Srila Prabhupada says that anyone, like what is, then we may think, what is our hope? We are not eternal associates, we are Nitya Baddha. Okay, then, and there is a very much discussion and huge debates, many time goes on. Now here's the statement of Prabhupada. Prabhupada says that anyone who is pure in life and devoted to the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to be understood as Nitya Siddha. Okay, an associate of Lord. So irrespective of from where we came, how we fell down, here Prabhupada says that if one is pure in life and devoted to the mission, he is a Nitya Siddha of, now same, how much faith we have in the statements of Guru. So Pratap Rudra Maharaj has full faith in the words of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, yes, you will receive mercy. And he was like trying and he was hopeful. Okay, so then Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya says, Sankirtana Yagyatare Kara Aradhan Seite Sumidha Ara Kali Hata Jan. This is Sankirtan. Whoever takes shelter of this Sankirtan is actually fortunate. And whoever doesn't take, he is actually Kali Hata Jan. He is affected by Kali. Okay, and then many things it goes. Pratap Rudra Maharaj asks one question there. Okay, that I am seeing all the devotees are directly going to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and about to take prasad. And what are these, like a devotee, when he, a person who comes to dham is supposed to fast, he has to perform certain austerities, but they are going directly for prasad. How come like that? Then Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya says, so that are instructions of scriptures, that are mentioned in scriptures, but that's an indirect order. Here Lord is directly sitting, okay, and telling them, please come and take prasad. Okay, so therefore direct order is more important. So it's many times it's questioned that Mother Sita is wife of Lord Ram, why she takes name of Lord Ram? Because it's instruction of Lord Ram, please chant my name. So that's a direct instruction of Lord Ram. Therefore, in spite of being wife of Lord Ram, she is constantly taking names of Lord Ram. Okay. And then again, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, Pratap Rudra Maharaj, he So this is a previous incident where Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya has written a letter to Pratapudra Maharaj has written a letter to Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. He says that if Lord Chaitanya is not ready to give me darshan, I will leave everything and become a beggar. Yadi mora kripa na karibe gaur hari, rajya chhadi yogi haya hai bab bhikari. I will become a bhikari. Okay. So he says that please all the devotees consider my request and request to Lord Chaitanya. So every devotee, let's see how many devotees are coming together and planning how Pratapudra Maharaj should receive mercy. Okay, so Nityanand Prabhu, Ramanand Rai, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, and everyone, Nitya. So there was a discussion that how this person will receive mercy. Okay, so everyone went and requested Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, what are you all saying? Okay, if I meet a person like this, everyone will blaspheme. And then he says that, okay, if Damodar Pandit says, I will give him mercy. So everyone says, Damodar Pandit, who am I to give you order to meet him if it's your desire? So everyone says that, who can advise you to perform certain activities? So Nityanand Prabhu says, okay, we'll perform some middle, some middle path. So please give your outer garment at least. Okay, so he will be satisfied with you. Otherwise he will leave everything, he will give up his life, he will become a beggar. So he says, okay, whatever you desire. Okay, so Nityanand Prabhu, then Govind comes and gives an outer garment. So Pratapudra Maharaj, first he receives the garment, outer garment, and he becomes very satisfied and he starts worshipping the garment as if he is worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it's absolutely non-different. Okay, so again, then Ramanand Rai, after some time, he goes that, oh Lord, please show your feet once to Pratapudra Maharaj. Then again, so he's immediately rejecting, resisting so many times. We see that, at least in my case, like absolutely Pratapudra Maharaj is a pure case. But if we take a true case where absolutely the Lord wants to reject a person, he is so useless, hopeless, I just don't want to give him mercy. Okay. So, but if we have taken shelter of devotees, if we have taken shelter of Guru, they are requesting, they are trying to find a means. And this is actually preaching. We are just trying to find means how we can make this person qualified enough to, like he can receive mercy of Lord Krishna. Okay, because he is such a, like, that's what happened with us. And that's, preaching is not that we will give someone mercy and he will get delivered. It's only we try that this person somehow he should receive a mercy of Lord Krishna. Like, I know one family, I was trying to, like from last 1.5 years, I am trying to tell him, please chant one round, please chant one round. And he is like, I will chant. How many rounds you chant? One round. How many rounds you chant? Two rounds. So I was just praying, okay, someday they will chant. At least they are chanting one round or two rounds. So during this Ram Navami festival, the leader of that home, he went to Nashik and he was very much attracted to a deity of Lord Ram. Okay, this Ram Darbar. And he purchased that deity and he brought to his home. So I told, okay, you can buy. But I was little hesitant that how can I give a deity of Lord Ram to someone's home who is not chanting 16 rounds. So, but he has purchased himself. So I thought, okay, you keep the Ram there. I didn't say anything in beginning. But after a few days, I went to his home and said, okay, for some time, the Ram Darbar is in your home. It's okay. But after 3 months, if not even one member of your family chants 16 rounds, I will take the... I will take the deities back. So I went next week. So I asked his wife, how many rounds you are chanting? She said, I am chanting 25 rounds every day. I asked his daughter, how many rounds you chant? She said, I am chanting 16 rounds every day. In fact, I am preparing the bhoga. I am personally preparing the outfit for Lord Ram, for everyone. I said, my God, I am trying from last 1 year. Nothing happened. So if there is, the moment the mercy of Lord comes, automatically everything happens. You can break your head for hundreds of years, nothing will happen. Okay, so our only efforts can be, and that's all, that's what devotees do. They just try somehow make the person qualified, or they just push the person in front of Lord so that he receives the mercy. Okay, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that what are you telling Ramananda Raya? If I meet him again, Shukla Vastre Masi Bindu Yaichena Lukaya Sanyasire Alpa Chidra Sarva Loka Gaya. If I give him association, immediately everyone will like say ill words. Then Ramananda Raya, second, first Nityanand Prabhu said give the outer garment. Ramananda Raya said, okay, don't meet. But because of his intense request, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, okay, first bring his son. Okay, son is considered not different from the father. And immediately as soon his son was called, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so much impressed by the beauty of his son, and because he was also a devotee, immediately he embraced him. And as soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we know what happens when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced, he started dancing in ecstasy. He was in so great jubilation, and he was crying. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from that day onwards, every day he embraced his son. Okay, and then the day of Rath Yatra came. So just five more minutes. The day of Rath Yatra came, and wonderful description of Rath Yatra given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. How, in spite, these are like all pure devotees. Very exalted devotees, actually on the like spontaneous devotional service. But in spite of being so spontaneous, they were so systematic in their performance of Sankirtan. So there were four parties made, okay? And there were chief singers allotted in all the four parties. Who will be the chief singer? Okay, the chief singer, one was Swarup Damodar, then Srivas Thakur, then Mukund and Govind Ghosh. And then in each party, they were, who will be the chief dancer? Okay, so Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur and Vakreshwar Pandit. Okay, so these were the four parties, and there were three more parties. One was from Kulinagram, one was from Shantipur, and one was from Khanda. And there were total seven parties. Four parties will dance in front of Rath, and two parties on each side and one party on back. And in this way they were dancing, and when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, and the skin, like, at first when he started dancing, everyone could see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing in my party. At one time he showed his opulence, his mystic opulence, and no one could see this. Only pure devotees could see this opulence of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this mercy was received by Pratap Rudra Maharaj. Okay, and he says, Kashi Mishra, and says, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing on all group. Kashi Mishra was astonished. Oh my God, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given you the mercy. Only pure devotees can receive his mercy. Okay, it's very difficult. Like Brahma, it's not difficult for, it's difficult for the great demigods. Only by mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu you have received his mercy. You are so fortunate. Okay, and then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, so many ecstatic symptoms are being mentioned. We can't go into that. But Then wonderful festival happened, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, and then after he was dancing, and the Rath Yatra cart would stop. Okay, when he was dancing in the front, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radharani, okay, and Jagannathji is Lord Krishna, okay, and this entire mood is Radharani is trying to bring Krishna back. All the gopis are trying to bring Krishna. They are telling that this is same. You are the same Krishna, and I am same Radharani, and these are same fragrance of Malti flowers, and the same breeze coming from the Kadamba trees, but I am not feeling that ecstasy because this is not Vrindavan. My mind is constantly in Vrindavan. So please come to Vrindavan. So they are trying to pull Krishna. So that is Rath Yatra. So they try to bring Krishna to home. Okay, therefore Rath Yatra becomes very, very highly like important festival, because we being servants of Srimati Radharani, we assist gopis and Radharani in bringing Krishna back to home. Okay, and therefore it becomes a very wonderful festival. And then Anyways, we just quickly summarize all heads. And then he started dancing, and whenever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in front, Rath Yatra, Lord Jagannath would stop to see the wonderful dance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go behind Rath. So whenever he used to dance in front, the Yatratra, sometimes he used to stop and sometimes he used to move. Okay, but then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go back to the Rath. Jagannath used to become like stop. He used to stop. Okay, so correlation is given that Radharani is trying to ask, oh, you have forgotten us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going behind is like, you have forgotten Vrindavan, you have forgotten all the Govardhan and Yamuna, all the gopis and everything. Then Krishna used to stop, no, I have not forgotten. So the wonderful conversation where Krishna says that as much as you all are in suffering, I am also equally suffering. I am just not able to express. Okay, whenever there is love, both the parties suffer. And I am also equally suffering. Okay, but I have few more demons to kill. I have killed many and I will immediately, soon I will come. So they are trying to pull, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu whenever used to go in front, and Rath used to move. So they perform ecstatic kirtan, they perform. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at one time he was dancing in center. So all of them formed rings. Okay, so there was one ring, and second ring, and third ring. And first ring was himself by Nityanand Prabhu, like Balaramji, who can cross that ring? Okay, so then Pratap Rudra Maharaj was in the third ring, so that crowd don't come closer. And he was dancing so ecstatically that he just went and fell in front of Pratap Rudra Maharaj. Now that's only possible by Mahaprabhu's mercy. How can he cross line of Nityanand Prabhu and directly reach to Pratap Rudra Maharaj? Okay, and he was then they were dancing in ecstasy. Okay, and when he came and in front of Pratap Rudra Maharaj, Pratap Rudra Maharaj like tried to hold him that he may fall down, and immediately said, "Oh, chi chi. This Vishayi touched me." Okay, and he just went away. And Pratap Rudra Maharaj was heartbroken, my God. Then Sarvam Bhattacharya said, "Don't worry, this is mercy of Lord." Okay, and then wonderful dancing and this everything happened. Everyone went, and from Balagandhi, where Charath was stopped, and all the Brahmanas and various people, lots and lots of bhoga was brought, and everyone tried to prepare the best of their bhoga and offered to Lord Jagannath. And at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and took rest in a garden. Okay, and then at that time, wonderfully, this Pratap Rudra Maharaj, by instructions of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, and Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya and all the devotees, he took shelter of all the devotees and went, and he dared to touch Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he started massaging his feet. And while he was massaging his feet, he started singing Gopi Geet, Jayati Tedikam Chanmavanavraj. And gradually, when he was singing and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was already absorbed in that mood, and seeing this wonderful song to be like sung by this devotee, okay, he became extremely happy. And when this verse Pratap Rudra Maharaj started saying, "Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kavi viriditam kalmashapaham shravana mangalam shrimadatatam bhuri grinanti ye bhuri dajana." When he spoke this verse, so wonderful verse, that this wonderful pastimes of yours, he has the capacity to make auspicious his entire verse. Whoever hears this, it's like shravana mangalam, and whoever spreads this is most worshipable personality. Okay, so immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up and said, "Bhurida, Bhurida, Bali, Kari Alingana." Immediately he got up and he, "Bhurida, Bhurida," and he embraced Pratap Rudra Maharaj. "Iho nahi jane, iho haya kona jana." And he didn't see who is this personality, who is singing this song. Okay, And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asks, so this is very again important quality, who are you who is showing so much mercy on me? I don't have anything to give you in return except my embrace. Okay, when a Lord becomes helpless to give anything in back, he embraces. Lord Ram became helpless, what should I give Hanuman back? He embraces. So he becomes so helpless. Yes. So just by like singing Gopi Geet, Lord becomes, oh, you have given so much pleasure to me. I don't have anything to give you back. He embraced. And then he says, who are you? Then Raja didn't say that, oh, I am a king, I am in disguise. Raja says, Raja kahe, ami tomar dasiranu das, bhrityera bhrityakara, yehi mora as. And Raja kahe, ami tomar dasiranu das, bhrityera bhrityakara. And my only desire is to be accepted as your servant of your servants. Okay, so with that mood, with that humility, with that intense eagerness and determination and taking full shelter of Vaishnavas and Guru and having full confidence in the faith of Guru, Pratapradha Maharaj received mercy of Lord Chaitanya on this wonderful day of Rath Yatra. So, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sorry for going little overboard.